Bradford today received the following letter from Jack Taylor in response to Dr. C. Gardner's weekly COVID update on November 10. It seems like the people who have been preaching follow the science and facts are letting us down. For quite some time we've been lectured that the consequences of COVID-19 can lead to serious illness, hospitalization, and possibly death. To avoid overtaxing our medical resources, people have been encouraged to get vaccinated. Vaccination has been touted as the route to reduce the likelihood of infection and reduce serious illness if infected. Why are our experts not routinely providing the stats per 100,000 people by vaccinated and unvaccinated categorized by minor infection, hospitalization and ICU? This would perhaps help persuade the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. Hopefully, the stats would show that restrictions, if any, should be aimed at groups of people who, by their decisions to not get vaccinated, are straining our medical resources. Decisions do have consequences, and if someone exercises their right to not be vaccinated, they should be prepared to accept the resulting restrictions that are needed to avoid overrunning our finite medical resources. Jack Taylor, Bradford, West Gwillimbury.